This week, both major political parties in New York will hold their statewide conventions. Karen DeWitt has this preview.
The Democrats and the Republicans are holding their events simultaneously. The Republicans are in New York City and the Democrats on Long Island. On Wednesday, the GOP is expected to nominate Mark Molinaro as their candidate for governor. The 42-year-old Dutchess County executive is an underdog in the 2-1 Democratic state with little campaign money and name recognition. The presumptive GOP nominee has focused his case on perceived weaknesses of incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo. Molinaro says Cuomo's overbearing and conducts too much business, like state budget negotiations, in secret.
Too often the tone coming from the governor's office is angry and divisive. The language is crude and offensive. And the office is dark and shrouded in secrecy.
On Thursday, Andrew Cuomo will be nominated for a third term in office at the Democratic Convention. Cuomo, who began his tenure as a moderate, has tacked left in recent years. Cuomo has positioned himself as the opposition to President Trump and the Republican-led Congress, as he outlined in a recent speech to the Nurses Union, the New York State Nurses Association.
What we're going to do together is make New York State the home of the rise of the resistance. We're going to show this nation the alternative to Trump's America.
Cuomo faces a primary challenge, though, from Sex and the City actor and public education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Nixon's also the candidate for the Working Families Party. That progressive party endorsed Cuomo in 2010 and 2014, but had a falling out with the governor this year.
We have had it with the corruption and dysfunction in Albany.
Cuomo is ahead in polls of likely voters for the Democratic primary, but Nixon could remain on the Working Families Party line in November and draw votes from the incumbent governor in a general election. Nixon has not yet said what she'll do. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.